I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome, friends. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, Side Hustle School community. It's your host, Chris Gillipo, here for the first time this year with a segment known as Your First $1,000. That's right, we're going to do this all year long because it's such a popular segment. Everybody wants to know, how do you get started? How do you go from idea to income? Specifically, how do you make that first $1,000, which often leads to much more, of course. But it's a lot easier to go from $1,000 to $10,000, I believe, than it is to go from zero to $1,000. So it's just so critical to get up and running, have an offer, have a product or a service, or in this case, like what we're going to hear about today, a profitable niche in affiliate marketing, where you actually earn commissions for referring sales, typically through big retailers, but it could also just be through Amazon directly, which is the retailer for everything, or Audible, or some startups, or sometimes some internet marketers who are selling courses, all kinds of ways to do affiliate marketing. Of course, we look at many of them. With that in mind, today's feature comes from Taylor. Taylor is joining us from, I'm actually not sure where Taylor is joining us from. Taylor wants to be pseudo-anonymous. Her affiliate income, her project comes from a market that she prefers to keep to herself, which is sometimes the case with affiliate marketers. They're like, we've got something that works. We don't want everybody else to be entering this particular industry or vertical. And so that makes sense to me, as long as they're willing to share some details about what might be helpful for someone entering any industry or vertical, right? So it's okay if you want to keep the specific business under wraps, but I want to make sure that lots of details are helpful to our listeners. So we'll hear a quick story from Taylor. I'll be back at the end to wrap us up. Every episode, less than 10 minutes long. My goal is to give you something helpful and inspirational every day. Let's hand the microphone over to Taylor.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, I'm Taylor, and I've journeyed through the intricate world of affiliate blogging in a niche market. While I prefer to keep the specifics of my niche under wraps, it's a unique field with a passionate audience. Let me share how I built this venture and reached my first $1,000. When I started, my first task was to create a blog that would appeal to the specific audience. This meant not only providing content that was informative and engaging, but also ensuring that my blog's design resonated with the distinct aesthetics and values of my niche. In terms of content, I focused on quality, long-form writing. Each post was meticulously researched, offering depth and insight that wasn't readily available elsewhere. This approach helped in building a readership who trusted my recommendations and advice. Or at least, that was my goal. To be honest, I still think most people just come to the site once and then leave. Monetization was exclusively through affiliate marketing. I partnered with companies whose products or services were relevant and well-reviewed. I only promoted products that had a good reputation. Pricing, in the context of affiliate marketing, meant negotiating commission rates with my affiliate partners. I spent a considerable amount of time researching standard commission rates in my niche to ensure I was getting a fair deal. Additionally, I also implemented tiered commission structures with some merchants, where my commission percentage would increase based on the number of sales generated. Combined with a long-form writing, the most effective strategy for driving traffic to my blog was SEO. Keyword research was pivotal. I targeted long-tail keywords that were specific to the audience interests and queries. Social media didn't play much of a role at all, with one exception. I made a Pinterest account, and the results there have been interesting. I created visually appealing posts and used targeted hashtags, and it worked. Or at least some of it did. Now, let's talk about a turning point. A few months in, I wrote a comprehensive review of a product that was becoming popular in my niche. This review not only drove a significant amount of traffic to my blog, but also resulted in a high number of affiliate sales, pushing me past the $1,000 mark and all the way to $5,000 before the end of the month. So, what have I learned? First, understanding and leveraging SEO can make a huge difference in how you reach your audience. And second, never underestimate the power of a well-written, in-depth review. For anyone looking to enter the world of affiliate blogging, my advice is to find a niche you're passionate about and become an expert in it. Build trust through honest and informative content, and always keep your audience's best interest at heart. Today, my blog continues to generate a steady income of at least $2,000 a month, and sometimes a good bit more. I think of it as a testament to the power of combining passion with smart business strategies. Thanks for letting me share my story.
Taylor, thanks for the story. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you are thinking about your projects. Okay, what are you going to start this year to go from zero to $1,000 and maybe beyond? And if you've already got something, that's great. Let's go to $10,000 and beyond, right? Maybe next year we'll do a segment called Your First $10,000 based on stories that we hear this year. I would love that. I want to make sure Side Hustle School is helpful to you wherever you are in the world, whatever you're up to. So let me know as we go. We've got a big year planned. You can always give me your feedback, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2564. And of course, I'm on social media every day this year. New thing I'm doing. Made a big change a couple months ago. So I'd love to hang out wherever you like to hang out. Okay, more on all those things to come. New episode coming out tomorrow. We're going to talk about some AI tools that can help you with your side hustle, not just to be more productive, but also to increase revenue. So that's coming out tomorrow. For now, my name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.